The Utah Jazz hit the Miami Heat early, dominate the game, and never relent in a blowout win at Rose Park. It's all, what? We'll explain. All coming up on Postcast. Hi, I'm David Locke, along with Ron Boone. This is Postcast, brought to you by The Store at 62nd South, 20th East. Glad to be with you after a blowout Jazz win of the Miami Heat, 111-84 tonight. And Ron, I said that we're at Rose Park, and you're claiming that this analogy is yours, not mine.
Yeah.
So explain what we meant by that.
Well, what we meant by that is when you're struggling, and we use golf as a point. When you're struggling in golf, you go play and get your confidence from playing courses that are considered to be where the course rating is not as high as
where you get a true lie, shall we call it?
Absolutely. And you
where
don't,
the greens give you a nice read.
Not a lot of trees, and you can always find your ball.
Where mistakes aren't punished.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe that's the biggest one. And
yeah,
that's probably the best part of the analogy, where it allows you to make great shots and mistakes aren't punished.
Yeah.
And tonight, the Jazz played a basketball team on their fourth game of an East Coast road trip who evidently had spent a few too many nights in Los Angeles, and the Jazz absolutely crushed them. They got up 13-0. The game never got inside 10 points after that when the Jazz went up for their 11th point. The game never got inside 20. Once the Jazz went up 20, they went up 30 and stayed there most of the night and end up winning it 111-84. That, to me, might be the most impressive part, is that the Jazz never let Miami get any type of rhythm and get rolling.
Yeah, 70% in that first quarter, that will do that for you. They made from layups to three-point shots. They were getting everything they want in their offense, getting to the basket. It was just practice basketball is what it was. And you're executing your offense. You're seeing beforehand what options you have to score. And they were getting it done. I mean, that's what we mean by getting healthy with teams that in this game were shorthanded. Obviously, they're not as good. And so you get your confidence up and you go to the next ball game.
There are 9 teams currently in the NBA that are more than 3 games below 500. Mm-hmm. The league's beginning to separate a little bit as we play more games. The Jazz going into tonight, or now overall, the Jazz have now played 3 of their 29 games against teams that are in that bottom 9 teams in the league. We will play 33% of our remaining games against those teams. Okay, it's not going to be easy, but there'll be nights where you can have nights like tonight. We have not had – the only 2 times that we've played teams that were in this group was Brooklyn, who we blew out. That game was never in doubt. And Miami on the end of a long road trip of the most ridiculous stretch you and I have ever been a part of, and we lost at the buzzer. So this was really maybe the first night all year – it was the first night year at home we've played a not very good team, and it's the first night all year we've had a chance to like just go, and they did it.
Yeah, you just play loose, concentrate on execution, concentrate on your game plan, and just make things work. And for the most part, get a chance to play some guys that don't get a lot of playing time that you might need the next ball game or the game after that. You know, that type of thing. They need their confidence up there as well. So it was progress made, I think, by the Utah Jazz tonight, even though this Miami Heat team was shorthanded.
You're playing NBA players. They're shorthanded. You have to take it to them,
yes,
hit them with thrust, and then not let them get a rhythm. And then your superiority can show.
Yeah.
And that's what they did tonight.
Exactly, David. And this is, to add to your point, if the Jazz don't blow this team out, then what does it make them look like? I mean, it makes them look like they're not there. They're not focused, or they're not playing hungry, and or they're playing down to the competition, that type of thing. You have to just go out and you know, just beat teams like this, and this is, you know, for the most part what they did tonight.
The Heat blew out the Clippers, by the way. I think Goran Dragic might have played that game.
Yeah.
So they actually had a semi-successful, they won in Phoenix and beat the Clippers. They go 2-2. On the road trip. The other aspect of this game was just kind of the collective effort. They scored 40 points in the first quarter. No player scored more than 6.
Yeah. Well, that's distributing the basketball. And I know there was a few possessions there where they passed. Everyone touched it, but it was at least 7 passes that were made. And the reward there is to make the shot and not miss. You know, it's great basketball. When you see the fans get excited, we get excited when they're just moving the basketball. The defense is scrambling, and then they make the shot. When you miss the shot, you're, oh, man, you know, that kind of thing. But when that shot goes in, you know, everyone gets excited about it.
Final thing. We have not had a blowout. Well, we beat the Spurs pretty handily and beat the Rockets pretty handily, so they've now won three in a row at home. How much nicer is it to go to practice tomorrow than it is if you know, oh, we're going to go film and see all the things we did wrong? Collectively, what's the juice you have now that you haven't been able to have?
Well, individually, the confidence is definitely there. Far as coaches are concerned, they're watching film and they're watching some of the small things. And I'm going to use this all season long because I thought it was a great comment that J.B. Bickerstaff made about not getting bored by doing the small things. And that is, man, that's such a great comment, I think, for any team that's trying to get somewhere. Because in a ball game like this, a blowout ball game, how easy it is to get bored, you know, and start doing things different or trying to get your numbers and, you know, that type of thing, which you see a lot.
Well, that's Postcast. Short, simple, and blowout material. Hope you had a great night. Thank you very much.